What are your thoughts, LeGarrette, just getting back to football after having the week off?
Oh, man, I'm ready to play. You know, I've been working out. I've been preparing. You know, I'm just waiting on the opportunity to get out there and play.
What was the last week like for you when you couldn't be here? How challenging was that for you?
I mean, you know, you always want to be out there and you always want to play with your guys, you know, so, you know, it was tough, you know, so I just had to stay focused and get ready for this week.
Do you feel like you have to make up for lost time?
Nah. We won the game, so ain't nothing to make up for.
Where'd you watch the game?
At home.
How bizarre was that, just watching the game at home and reacting when, you know, the guys that you had a battle with are on the screen and you're not?
I mean, you get to be a cheerleader, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you're watching your guys do well. You know, you're watching them do everything that you knew they was going to be able to do. You know, so, you know, you just simply become a cheerleader, you know, and cheer the guys on and just watch as they, you know, continue to have success.
What about coming back against a team that's got regarded as one of the best defensive fronts in all of football? What kind of challenge is that for you?
I mean, I'm just focused on trying to prepare for the guys. You know, they're good. You know, they got Marcel. They got Kyle Williams. They got Mario. They got Manny. You know, they're a good defensive team. You know, so you know, I'm just out here and trying to prepare. You know, for going up against guys like that.
We've seen you run a couple different ways, LeGarrette. Sometimes you pull guys over. Sometimes you use your speed and get around them. Any particular strategy with those guys, considering how big they are?
Not really. You know, that's up for the coaches. You know, so whatever plays they have designed for us, or whatever the strategy is for us, you know, to win the game. You know, I'm going to have to adapt to it, and that's what we're going to have to do.
Do you anticipate having more blocking responsibilities, considering their pass rush?
I'm not sure. You know, I don't know how the game's going to go. You know, it's only Friday. You know, I'm not sure how it's going to go, but, you know, I'm excited for the challenge, though. They're a good team.
Is this a big week in terms of you guys being on point with which pickup? I know every week is, but kind of an exceptional team with its pressure stuff.
You know, we just got to prepare for them like we prepare for everybody else. You know, they're a different team. You know, they bring a lot to the table with their defense. You know, like I said, they have one of the best fronts, you know, in the league, you know, with Mario and those guys. So, you know, we just got to be prepared for them and know that, you know, they're going to come and bring their A game.
They're also considered one of the most aggressive fronts in football. As a runner, do you have to maybe take an extra half second against a front like that that's so aggressive, maybe wait for a hole to open up, you know, after snap?
You know, we got to wait till the game and feel out how they're going to play it, you know. Can't make any judgments right now. Can't call, you know, what they're going to do, because I have no idea what their game plan is. You know, so just have to fill it out during the course of the game, you know.
I know you were asked earlier about, you know, you can either run over people or you can run around people. Do you prefer running over people? You had the choice.
I mean, I prefer whichever one that's working that game.
What were your thoughts on Deion Lewis?
A great player. Great player, you know. He's a good player. You know, I liked him, you know, even when he was at Pitt. So, you know, I knew he was going to be a good player. I knew he was going to be a good addition to the team.
Do you think you guys offer a pretty good balance or an imbalance for the defense? You're strong on the inside. He's got the outside ability that they got a lot they got to guard against.
I think that, you know, we have a lot of offensive weapons. You know, they're a good defense. You know, we're just going to have to take what they give us and continue to try to be, you know, be successful in what we've been doing, you know, and what we're game planning. So whatever it is, you know, whatever that's going to start working, I'm pretty sure we're going to use it. You know, there's, like I said, there's not much I can say because it's only Friday, but, you know, we'll see how the game goes.
Guys, one last question.
When it comes to the blitz pickup, is there like a clock in your head, an internal clock, and you have to disengage from your block and turn around and become a receiver?
Nah, you know, you gotta play the game. You know, once it starts, you gotta be a football player. You know, you gotta be instinctive. You gotta know, you know, what your responsibilities and stuff are. So, you know, you gotta figure out how you're gonna do it.